modest family of six great Hollywood stars. Dana Andrews, Ronald Coleman, Kirk Douglas, Irene Dunne, Jane Wyman, and Loretta Young. In a series of classic stories from the literature of the stage, novels, and the screen, with the music of Carmen Dragon. Today, at the start of a new decade, we look back to another decade, not so long ago, the turbulent 20s. Our story is F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby, and our star, Mr. Kirk Douglas.
Shares of Consolidated Steel.
Yes, Mr. Gatsby.
We sell all our shares of Felix Copper.
Yes, Mr. Gatsby.
Oh, Perkins, I'm having a party here Friday night.
Yes, Mr. Gatsby.
Order 200 orchids for the ladies.
You've only invited 50 couples, Mr. Gatsby.
150 more will crash the party. I have a lot of friends, Perkins. They're always welcome at any party I give, whether I've ever met them or not.
Yes, Mr. Gatsby.
Arthur.
Yes, Mr. Gatsby.
You find out the measurement of Mr. Thomas Buchanan's swimming pool over on East Egg.
Yes, Mr. Gatsby. It's a 130-foot pool.
What'd you say my pool measured?
125 feet.
Tear it out and have a new one put in, 150 feet.
Tear it out?
That's right. I want a new pool, and I want it in by Friday night.
But that's the day after tomorrow.
I'm not interested in excuses, only results. Get it in.
But Friday, Mr. Gatsby, the contractor...
Money talks, Arthur. Spend a little and start a conversation. The Buchanans are coming to my party, and I want them to see something when they come.
Yes, sir.
When the pool is finished, float 5,000 gardenias in it. See that it's well lighted.
Did you say the Buchanans were coming, Mr. Gatsby? The Buchanans of East Egg?
Yes, I said the Buchanans of East Egg. The Buchanans of East Egg are coming to West Egg to a little party given by one Jay Gatsby. They don't know it yet, but they're coming.
Well, how are you going to work that?
Leave it to me. Mrs. Buchanan's cousin has rented the house next door to this, Nick Carraway. I don't know what a Carraway who should be living in the rarefied air over on East Egg is doing over here. But this is the chance I've been waiting for. Oh, Perkins.
Yes, sir.
Order 100 more cases of champagne. This is going to be quite a party. Mr. Carraway?
Yes?
I'm Jay Gatsby, your next door neighbor.
Oh, well, I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Gatsby. Come in, won't you?
Thank you. I wanted a call before, but, well, I thought I'd give you a chance to get settled.
Well, sit down. Care for a drink?
No, I never touch it.
You're just as wise as the bootleg stuff, but that's all you can get these days.
Well, I'm glad to have another man for a neighbor. But I was a little surprised to learn that a Carraway would live on West Egg.
The prices are cheaper over here than on East Egg. And I'm not living on the family money. I'm making my own way. Besides, it's only 3/4 of a mile across the East Egg.
3/4 of a mile? You think so? That's where you're wrong. It's 3,000,000 miles.
Well, there's nothing on East Egg that there isn't right here. And some of the things on East Egg are pretty decadent, if you want my opinion.
Well, old sport, I imagine that depends on one's individual opinion. You're wondering about my background, aren't you?
Why, no.
No, that's all right. I don't mind telling you. I'm the son of some wealthy people in the Middle West. All dead now. I was brought up in America, but I had my education at Oxford.
Well, that's nice.
Yes, it's a wonderful old place, full of tradition. My ancestors were all educated there. It's a family tradition. Tradition meant a lot in my family.
A dozen, a lot of old families. What part of the Middle West are you from?
San Francisco.
I see.
Yes, my family all died, and I came into a good deal of money. Well, after that, I lived like a young Raja in all the capitals of Europe, Paris, Venice, Rome, collecting jewels, chiefly rubies, hunting big game, painting a little, and doing everything I could to forget, a personal sorrow that had come to me. But we can't run away from ourselves, can we, old sport? So I came back, then came the war. Well, I accepted a commission as a first lieutenant in 1917.
You accepted?
Yes, I wanted to do my part. As in the front lines most of the war.
Well, you've had quite a life, haven't you?
Yes, quite a life. All things considered, quite a life. Well, that's enough about me. I just thought you'd like to know a little about me since we're neighbors. Oh, by the way, I'm giving a little party Friday night. A small, intimate affair, nothing really elaborate. You might find it fun.
Thanks, I'd like to come.
Good.
I wondered if you might do me a very great favor.
What is that?
Well, a long time ago, I had the pleasure of knowing your cousin, Mrs. Buchanan.
Daisy?
Yes. Would you be so kind as to invite the Buchanans to come with you?
Well, sure, but why don't you ask them yourself?
Well, I've never met Mr. Buchanan, and, well, it seemed to me the invitation might be more appropriate coming from you. Well, however, I don't want you to go to any trouble.
Well, I'd be glad to invite them, Mr. Gatsby. I imagine they'd like to come if they're not tied up already. There's nothing Daisy loves better than a party.
I know. Will you ask them then?
I certainly will.
Good. Well, I'm glad to have met you, Mr. Carraway. I won't take up any more of your time, but come over any time and use the beaches, tennis courts, the steam room, or the pool.
That's very kind of you.
Nice to have met you.
Good day. Good day, Mr. Gatsby, and thanks for coming over.
Mr. Gatsby?
It's you, Perkins.
The wind has turned cold. I thought you might like your overcoat, sir.
Thank you, Perkins. Say, what time is it?
Almost 2 a.m.
Is it really? Say, what are you doing up at this hour?
I couldn't sleep either, Mr. Gatsby, and I was waiting for your call from Philadelphia.
Yes?
It hasn't come through yet.
Oh. Well, and the boys haven't got their hands in the bonds yet. It'll come. Hey, Perkins. You see that green light there across the bay?
Yes, Mr. Gatsby.
That's on the end of the Buchanan boat docks.
Is it, Mr. Gatsby?
Yeah. Hey, what's your dream, Perkins?
My dream, sir?
Yes. You know, when you walk along a deserted shore at night, what do you dream of? What do you long for?
Well, I don't quite know, Mr. Gatsby.
That's all right. You don't have to tell me. But every man has a secret star, Perkins. The thing he plans for, waits for, lives for. Every man. You know, if it wasn't for the dreams inside each of us, there wouldn't be anything to live for.
Oh, I almost forgot. Arthur said to tell you that Mr. Carraway called a little while ago.
Yes?
He said the Buchanans were free tomorrow night, and they would be happy to come to your party.
Thank you, Perkins. Thank you.
You know, you're a great mystery to people, Mr. Gatsby.
You know, Perkins, every man's a mystery. Most of all, to himself.
Oh, this is a wonderful party. What is Mr. Gatsby? You can just look at him and tell that he's really lived. I wonder how many men he killed.
Mr. Gatsby, Mr. and Mrs. Buchanan.
Mr. Buchanan?
Glad to meet you.
I believe I've met Mrs. Buchanan before.
Yes, of course. Louisville, wasn't it? It's good to see you again. So nice of you to invite us.
Well, we have quite a mob here tonight. I imagine you see lots of people you know. Look around.
I've been looking around. As a matter of fact, I was just thinking I don't know a soul here.
Oh. Well, you must know that lady over there, the motion picture star.
No, we don't know any of the people in the cinema.
Oh. Well, we have a lot of celebrities with us tonight. Come along, I'll start introducing you.
There certainly are a lot of people here.
Oh, now over
if
here.
If you don't mind, I'd really rather look at all these famous people in oblivion.
Ah.
Daisy, why don't you dance with Mr. Gatsby and give me a chance to talk to Nick for a moment?
All right. Come on, Mr. Gatsby.
You're sure you don't mind, Mr. Buchanan?
Not at all.
Excuse us.
A pleasure.
Still wear the same perfume.
Imagine remembering.
Oh, I remember a lot of things.
Do you, Jay?
Yeah. Do you really want to dance?
Not particularly.
Let's go outside where we can talk. I've been saving up a lot of things to say to you.
All right, Jay.
Do you know why I gave this party?
No. I understand you give fabulous parties all the time, though. Your fame is really spread. Even on the East End, we've heard of them.
I gave this party so I'd have a chance to talk to you again.
Really? How quaint. And how sweet.
Why are you looking at me like that?
You've changed so.
I'd hardly know you since you've become the Great Gatsby.
I always was the Great Gatsby. Come along and get acquainted with me. All over again.
In just a moment, we'll return with Act Two of The Great Gatsby, starring Mr. Kirk Douglas. Today, January 1st, 1950, our century reaches the halfway point. And a lot of good things happen to all of us, to all of America. Take the way our broad continent has been knit together by railroads, highways, airlines, bus routes. Take the electricity which lights your house, powers your radio, the gas that supplies your home, the factories that turn out the products you use. Take the clothes you wear, the food you eat, perhaps even the roof over your head. A better future for all America. And now, here's the second act of The Great Gatsby, starring Kirk Douglas.
Well, Kirk?
Well, Daisy?
I thought you had so much to say to me.
I do, but, well, it isn't easy to get started.
Shall I make it easier for you? You want to know why I married Tom, don't you?
Among other things.
Dave, you came into my life riding a comet. For a few dazzling weeks, everything moved faster, was supercharged because you were there. And then suddenly you were gone.
I was shipped overseas. I was a little busy. The Battle of the Argonne, you may have read about it.
Yes, I read about it. And I read about you being decorated. And I read your letters.
And I read your letters. Over and over until I memorized each one. As long as I can.
I'm sorry.
Why'd you stop writing?
Because the days were long. And the nights were longer. Because I was alone. Because... Oh, I shouldn't have come tonight. I don't like postmortems. It was all over and done with years ago. We should have left it like that.
When I came back from overseas, I went straight to Louisville. They told me you were on your honeymoon.
Oh.
I stayed there a couple of weeks. Walking streets that you and I'd walked. Eating in restaurants that you'd liked. Going to places we'd gone together.
I'm sorry.
You said that before.
I know. But there doesn't seem to be anything else to say.
Remember what you said the first time I kissed you? This is forever. That's what you said. I can still hear you saying it. And you meant it. I know that. It was there in your eyes and your voice and your lips.
We should get back to the party.
Why'd you marry Buchanan?
My family thought.
Oh, your family. And what objection did your family have to me?
No objection, Jay. How could they have any objection? Anyone could see that you had money, position, family.
For a moment, I thought perhaps they didn't believe that.
Of course they believed that. But you were gone and Tom was here.
So you forgot me that easily.
On my wedding day, a letter came from you. I lay on my bed in my wedding dress and read it. And I cried. I cried until I was ill. I cried for you. And for myself and for all the things that were over and would never come again. And then Mother came. I got up, washed my face, straightened my gown, and went downstairs and married Tom Buchanan.
You didn't love him.
No. I didn't love him.
And you did love me.
Jay, I never loved you so much as I loved you that hour that I stood marrying someone else.
Dave. Oh, Dave.
You wouldn't think a kiss could stay just the same after so many years.
You do love me. You still love me.
Don't you think we should get back to the party?
Yes, we're going back to talk to your husband. He's going to give you a divorce. You're going to marry me.
Jay, do you really believe you can turn back time?
You're not happy with him. He's never made you happy.
Why do you say that?
Shall I tell you what night he didn't come home last week? The quarrel you had 2 weeks ago at the baker's? Shall I tell you about the night he struck you because you were late getting ready to go out?
How could you know those things?
Daisy, I can tell you almost everything that's happened to you since you married him.
But how?
Because money's power, and I've got money. Look at that house. I'll take you through it. I'll show you a fortune in paintings. Furniture from European castles. Statues, bronzes, figurines. Daisy, I've traveled all over the world. And every place that I've seen something of beauty or thought, Daisy would like that. And I've bought it for you. Daisy, I've built this castle for you.
Daisy.
You do love me, don't you? Say you love me, Daisy.
Of course I love you. Oh, David, think of you caring like that all these years. It's so romantic and exciting.
Will you let me talk to Buchanan, Daisy?
What will you say?
Well, I'll tell him the truth. That you've always been in love with me. That you love me now.
Not tonight. You won't tell him tonight.
Nah, you're right. This isn't the place. Look, I'll ask him to have dinner with me tomorrow night in New York at the Plaza. You and Mick and he and I.
All right. Oh, isn't it exciting, darling? Isn't it exciting?
Don't you ever go to bed?
Oh.
It's almost dawn.
Hello, Nick. The last carload left a little while ago. I just thought I'd take a walk down here by the shore.
Daisy whispered to me about the dinner tomorrow night at the Plaza.
Oh. She tell you what it was about?
Yes, briefly.
Oh, Nick. Nick, this is the happiest night of my life. You know, I've only really wanted one thing in my whole life. And now I have it.
Jay, may I say something to you, quite frankly?
Oh, please do, old sport.
Jay, Daisy's a product of her era and of her upbringing. She wants to burn the candle at both ends and dance with Charleston while it's burning. She's not for you. She's not for any man except the one she's married to. They make a fine couple. They deserve each other. Daisy's a giddy, foolish woman. She's vain.
Wait a minute, Dick. You know, if you were someone else, I'd kill you for that. Listen, you don't know Daisy like I do. For the first time I saw her, I knew that this was a woman for whom I'd live or die.
Okay, have it your way. Are we all driving in together to the Plaza?
No. Daisy and Tom are going in their car. I'll take you.
No hard feelings.
No hard feelings, old sport. Mr. Buchanan, I've got something to say to you. Your wife doesn't love you.
You're crazy.
She's never loved you, and she loves me.
You're out of your mind. Daisy loved me when she married me, and she loves me now.
Oh, no, she
doesn't. Oh, yes, she does. Every once in a while, she gets foolish ideas in her head and doesn't know what she's doing. What's more, I love her.
Tom.
Tell him, Daisy. Tell him you never loved him.
Tom, I... Oh, you want too much, Jay. I can't help what's past. I did love Tom once, but I loved you, too.
But you loved me, too.
That's a lie. Just being kind to you, trying to let you down easy. Daisy's too smart to get involved with any Mr. Nobody from nowhere. Listen, honey, I've made mistakes, but I'm going to take better care of you.
Now, wait a minute. You're not going to take care of her anymore at all. Daisy's leaving you.
She's not leaving me. Not for any common swindler who'd have to steal a ring he put on a finger. I've done a little checking on you, Mr. Gatsby. You're a bootlegger and a dealer in hot bonds. That's what you are.
Why, I ought to... That's a lie. Daisy, don't you believe
me? I can prove every word I say.
Oh, please, Tom. I can't stand this anymore. Let's go home.
All right, Daisy. Take her home in your car, will you, Gatsby? I'll wait for Nick.
Tom.
Go on. Gatsby won't annoy you. I put him in his place.
Come on, Daisy. I'll take you home.
We'll give you something to talk about, Daisy. You can tell people for the rest of your life how for almost 24 hours you thought you'd break up your home. For the great Gatsby. Great Gatsby, starring Kirk Douglas.
You better slow down. You're driving pretty fast, Daisy.
I've never driven this speedy a car before. Our Rolls Royces are all 5 or 6 years old.
Say, Daisy, You're not really going to stay with him, are you?
Oh, please, Jay. I have such a headache. I really don't want to talk about it just now. When Tom gets home, we'll sit down and have things out. I couldn't bear it at the hotel any longer. I hate things.
Daisy, please don't drive so fast. The powerful car. Daisy, watch out. That woman. Look out, Daisy. Daisy, stop the car. We've got to go back and see to that woman.
No.
Daisy! You've got to, Daisy!
Goodbye, Jay. Don't get out. I want to be alone. I've got to sleep.
Now, don't worry now. I'll get this car off the road. Don't you worry about anything. But, Daisy.
Yes?
You tell him tonight. You'll straighten us all out as soon as Buchanan gets home.
Yes, I'll straighten everything out as soon as he gets home.
Good.
I had a feeling I'd find you down here by the water.
Yeah, I've been sitting down here waiting around for a call from Daisy, old sport.
There's a woman hit up the road a piece. Police have a description of the car. The woman's dead.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
I've seen you drive too often to believe that Daisy was driving, wasn't she?
Yes. Well, she was hysterical when it happened. She couldn't stop. I've been waiting for her to phone me. She said she'd have it out with Buchanan as soon as he got home.
I phoned there just before I came over here. They're both gone.
Gone?
Yes. The butler said they left word they won't be back at all this season.
Gone?
Yes, Jay. Huh.
Won't be back. It's kind of funny when you stop to really think about it, isn't it? Me filling this house with things for her and trying to fix it so she'd have the biggest house, the most art treasures, but now she won't be back.
Jay, you ought to go away. The police will trace your car.
What's that, old sport?
Go to Atlantic City for a week or up to Montreal. Let's not kid ourselves at this point or be polite about it. We both know the police have been waiting to get something on you for a long time.
You know, Nick, I had that swimming pool built in a day and a half. Had the whole thing ripped out and a new one put in. Just so it'd be bigger than the one Buchanan had. She didn't even notice the gardenias in it. They used to be her favorite flower.
Jay, have you heard what I've been saying to you? You've got to get out of here.
You know, when I think of how I lied to pull me up into your social strata. That's pretty funny. You know something, Nick? I don't have any background at all. My folks never had a dime. When I met Daisy, I was in uniform. Boy, that uniform fit like it was custom made, and she took me for grade A sterling. But I wasn't. I was only silver plated.
Jay, don't you know those things don't matter? It isn't who you are, it's what you
are. After the war, when I heard she'd married Buchanan, I thought it was because she knew I didn't have money. So, well, I made up my mind I was going to get money. Lots of it. And I was going to get it fast. It was all for her. Gee, what a sucker I was. What a prize sucker.
Look, Jay, someone's coming across the beach.
Mr. Gatsby?
Yes, officer.
You're the owner of a yellow Rolls Royce, license number 526387?
Yes, that's mine.
Did you have it out today?
Yes, a little while ago.
Were you driving it?
Yes, I was driving.
Gatsby.
No point in lying about it, Nick.
Don't do this. She isn't worth it.
Gatsby, were you driving the car or weren't you?
I said I was driving it.
Well, then you're under arrest for manslaughter. You know, we've been trying to get something on the great Gatsby for a long, long time.
All right, officer. I'll be right with you. Hey, Nick. You see those lights across the bay?
Yes.
Remember you said they were only 3/4 mile away, and I said they were 3 million miles? I was right, wasn't I?
Yes, you were right.
You think I'm crazy, don't you, Nick? But let me tell you something. Daisy never did love me. I know that now. But I know something else. Whether she loved me or not wasn't important. The important thing was that I loved her. Goodbye, old sport.
Goodbye, Gatsby. Great Gatsby.
Now, here's Kirk Douglas.
Before leaving, I'd like to thank our excellent cast and wish everyone a happy new year from our Prudential family. Then may I remind you all that next Sunday, we'll bring to the air an adaptation of a fine novel. It's Patricia Campbell's great story of the early Northwest, Eliza. The star is Eliza in the play. You'll hear Miss Irene Dunn. Thank you and good afternoon.
Kirk Douglas could soon be seen in the Warner Brothers production, Young Man with a Horn. Today's story was adapted by Gene Holloway. Music arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Don't forget, next Sunday, our star will be Irene Dunn.